First, full disclosure, a little over 18 years ago, I contributed some DNA to this story. More on that in a moment. I also contributed some marital vows.
I've been coaching 25 years now, and I have to say we've had other state victories, but not this decisively.
That is Stacy Woolsey, one of Sitka's three DDF coaches and the architect of Sitka's debate strategy. Stephanie Ask handles the drama side of things.
They worked so hard. It was great to watch.
I have no relationship with Stephanie Ask, except I have had pizza with her cats. We're used to hearing about Sitka's success in DDF and reading about the team and the Sentinel. They're sort of like the Yankees, always in the race, often get the pennant, win the series once in a while. This year was different. Something peaked for Sitka. In performances especially, Stephanie Ask was seeing students move beyond just really good acting. This happened with Emma Wilbur, a senior who took second in DI, or dramatic interpretation.
So often, when you do something funny, you're feeding off of laughter and applause and that kind of feedback that you get from a room. You don't get that with a dramatic interpretation, but if you're really, really pushing it emotionally and really tapping into that character, you start to feel the tension in the room rise, and I think you can feed off of that.
The same was true of another Emma Bruhl, a sophomore competing in her first state meet, who took first in solo acting and scored first on every ballot in every round. Sitka's lighter performances also took top slots. Emily Pratt with a humorous riff on the Twilight series. Kaya Pike took third in HI. And sophomores Ryan Apathy and Ben Gordon with a duo interpretation of the Calvin and Hobbes series. Seniors Sam Woolsey and Alaire Huey took second in duo interpretation with a tragic comic piece called Mr. Marmalade. Ben Gordon and George Jones took first place in mime. Ryan Apathy and Emma Bruhl took fourth. Sophomore Kaya Pike and freshman Celia Lubin took fourth in duet acting. So that's drama. Forensics is the art of speaking persuasively. Sitka has one competitor who so totally dominates this category, it almost takes the fun out of it for other schools, senior Zephyr Ferriock.
Zephyr is like a force unto himself.
Yes.
He earned more points at the state tournament than 17 schools who were there. I mean, he took first or second in every event that he entered, oration, domestic extemp, debate. He is unstoppable. The kid is amazing.
It should come as no surprise that Ferriock and his partner, sophomore Kaya Pike, were also co-champions in debate. But this is where the story becomes a little strange and that DNA of mine that I was telling you about comes into play. Ferriock and Pike broke into the semifinals in debate with my own kid, Sam, and his partner, Evan Harrington, both seniors. A third Sitka team, sophomores Ben Gordon and Ryan Apathy, also made the semis. So after 3 days of debate among teams from 23 schools in Alaska, the tournament boiled down to four teams, three from Sitka and the fourth from Whitestone, also known as two-time defending state champion Whitestone. Incredibly, this was exactly the same scenario and nearly the same cast as last year, with one exception. Last year, Whitestone faced Sitka's freshmen in the semis, and Sitka's more experienced teams had to debate each other to get to the final. This time, though, the semifinal bracket pitted Sam and Evan against Whitestone, and Zephyr and Kaya against teammates Ben and Ryan. The Sitka coaches called a huddle. Literally, the team circled around like the Steelers to strategize. Ultimately, they decided that Sitka's star sophomores would forfeit the semifinal, which meant that Whitestone would have to debate their way through both Sam and Evan and Zephyr and Kaya to claim the title. It never came to that, however. Sam and Evan, in their matching Blues Brothers suits, their wild red hair, their briefcases, and their all-important blue Gatorade, atoned for the tough loss in 2011. Debate, in many ways, is like wrestling. Everyone at this level knows the moves. It's really about who can execute them. Sam and Evan somehow put Whitestone's intellectual shoulders to the mat in one of the tensest semifinal debates in recent memory. Naturally, I remember nothing. I'm not used to this. I was hyperventilating into a paper bag. Mom says the guys were worthy of the state title they had just won.
you know, those boys are just such pure logical debaters. There's nothing you can throw at them that they can't respond to. We walked out and the boys turned to me and said, you know, that wasn't our best debate. And I said to them, yeah, but I don't think it needed to be. I think you won. You're that good. And they had all three decisions from all three judges, and they were placed first or second speaker by every judge.
And in one final coup, the top speaker points of the tournament went to Ben Gordon, the sophomore who took the forfeit so Sitka would be in the best position to take the title. When Ben Gordon and Ryan Apathy get to the semis next year as juniors, they will have already been there twice and all pass their parents the paper bag. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.